As you heard in Jeb's report, one of the countries that has temporarily cut food exports is Vietnam. While the UN and the World Bank are not pleased about that, Vietnamese consumers are somewhat relieved. After all, they've been watching the cost of rice go up, up, and away. Nguyen Quy Duc sent us this story from the Vietnamese capital, Hanoi.
Here at the Phoebe supermarket in Hanoi, the rice shelves are empty. That's because shoppers bought all the rice they could this past weekend before the price climbs further. The cost of a pound of rice has almost tripled in the past few months to nearly $5.50 a pound. That's a steep price in a country where the average income is about $50 a month. There are hardly any customers these days at the Châu Long market here in Hanoi. Bích Liêng sells rice at a shop just outside the market. She says it's bad for people with low income. In fact, it's people like Liêng, not farmers, who are profiting from the high price of rice. Jonathan Pincus is the senior economist for the UN in Vietnam. He says rice growers are being hit by the high price of energy.
Growing rice requires a lot of energy inputs, particularly fertilizers, which are produced as a byproduct of natural gas.
And Pincus foresees more problems for Vietnam's rice crop. He says factories and homes are being built on land that was used to grow rice.
That means that fewer people want to grow rice and more people want to live in housing estates. That's a factor not just in Vietnam, but in China, in Indonesia, in Thailand, in all these places that have grown rice traditionally.
Reports on state-run television deal with rising prices, shrinking spending power, and public frustration. Prime Minister Nguyễn Tấn Dũng this week insisted that rice supplies in Vietnam are completely adequate for domestic consumption. To try to make sure that that will be the case, the government has announced it will cut rice export by more than 20% this year. Vietnam is the world's second leading rice exporter, behind only Thailand. Rice exports are not really on the mind of Vietnamese consumers. What they're concerned with is the price they pay for it here. Equally concerned are those who sell rice at Vietnam's shops and restaurants. Nguyễn Ngọc Bích serves rice and fried noodle plates at this sidewalk restaurant in Hanoi. She says she's lost half of her customers in the past couple of months. Bích hopes the government will help put rice on the market and get things back to normal. She says in the next few days, prices have to come down or we simply won't survive. For The World, I'm Nguyễn Quy Đức in Hanoi.